Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I don't know about you, but my own Instagram, pretty much any social media site I'm on, between X and TikTok in particular, over the past 48 hours has been dominated by one story and one story only. And that is the split between Molly Mae Hague and Tommy Fury. And to be quite honest, if you asked me who they were about 6 years ago, I wouldn't have had a clue. I wasn't a big follower of Love Island, but they were the pair who met on Love Island and have gone on to huge success since 2019. Financial success as well off the back of their relationship. But they split up over the past 48 hours. They announced their split. And I think it's safe to say it has dominated pretty much about 80% of the articles, column inches and news coverage of so many sites. It's also dominating too, really, across all of social media, between influencers talking about them and just people in general. Our reporter Sarah Madden was out and about in the streets of Dublin today asking people, do they care about celebrities' lives?
Do you care about celebrities' lives? Are you invested? Do you follow? What's your take?
No. Anything I see written about them, I turn off straight away on my phone or whatever. I go, no, I don't want to know about that. Oh, for God's sake, live in reality with your girl, you know?
I am really interested. I think because it's like they're in a bubble a little bit and you know so much about them. You never really know that much about anybody else's life.
If this is like your best friend, I'm like, why am I not in your private story right now? I'm getting all this tea. Like, what is happening? Like,
I think celebrities offer idealized versions of our lives. I think people are on their phone so much more and people are able to exist through other people sometimes and live through their own experiences.
Do you think our investment in their lives is fair? Are we expecting too much from them?
When they share so much, they're kind of putting themselves out there that you can't say, okay, I'm going to share ABC, but then I'm not going to tell you D. To expect people not to be invested in the good and the bad times is kind of unrealistic.
Why do you think other people are so invested in celebrities' lives?
Lack of confidence. They just won't take on the world themselves, so they just follow somebody else who they think has a better life.
Sad lives.
Yeah, reporter Sarah Madden chatting to some people on the streets today. I want to talk to listeners, though, about this. 1800 453 106. Do you care, or why do we care so much about celebrity lives? Kendra Becker is the editor of Goss.ie. I know a lot of this, Kendra, over the past 48 hours is probably your bread and butter, but what is it about celebrity breakups that attracts us so much?
I think, well, honestly, yeah, the story has kind of been the biggest of the week so far. I think I even got a Sky News alert about it. Like, it was just huge. But I think we're so obsessed with celebrity relationships because it kind of humanizes them in a way. You know, like, you may not be able to relate to someone having like a flashy car or a big mansion or something, but going through a relationship is something that everyone experiences. So if you see the likes of, say, Molly Mae or like Cheryl Cole, for example, struggling in their relationship, it humanizes them a bit, I think. And I think that's why people are so invested.
In particular, Molly Mae Hague and Tommy Fury, they obviously met on a reality TV show. So people maybe have a different buy-in to them than other celebs, maybe.
Yeah, and I think that's, of course, why their split is such huge news, because they shared so much. And obviously people were so invested in them because we saw them literally get together on national television. So, of course, people are going to be interested if they break up. They had such a public relationship, you know, like Molly is a huge blogger. She would have shared a lot of their lives on her YouTube channel. So it was a huge shock to people. And I do think it's funny, like, listening to people on the street saying, like, why do people kind of care? Like, we always kind of get that on Goss, for example. Like, people might be commenting on their stories being like, oh, who cares? But, like, it's the same person that was probably crying over Jurgen Klopp leaving Liverpool earlier this year, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so everyone has their own interests. I don't think it's a crime to be invested in the likes of Molly Mae and Tommy Fury, you know? Like, everyone has their own interests at the end of the day. So, you know, like, we're not out here claiming that they're doing brain surgery every day, you know, but I don't think it's fair to turn your nose up at people that maybe have an interest in celebrity culture. Like, it doesn't mean that anyone is less than, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting with the likes of Molly Mae, though, and Tommy Fury, because they very much, as you say, they lived their lives on social media. Like, being honest about it, in many ways, not maybe necessarily for Tommy, but they did. Like, it became part of their business. They did a lot of collaborations. They made money out of social media.
Oh, 100%. And they 100% made money out of being a couple. You know, and a lot of people that go on Love Island do admit that, you know, like they make a serious amount of cash from being a unit. And, you know, Molly May even said that in her statement that she put up when she announced their breakup, that she, you know, thanked everyone for how much love they showed them over the years. And she said that she felt she had to share the news with everyone because of how much they shared in the past. She felt it wouldn't be right to not share that they had broken up. So, yeah, they very much, you know, fell in love in front of our eyes. And now to see it kind of all falling apart, like it is very sad.
Yeah. Text in here says Kendra's dead right. This is the female version of Klopp leaving Liverpool. Stay with us, Kendra. News Talk reporter Emily Keegan is with me in studio as well, because you are, it's fair to say, you're invested in this.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I actually don't follow either Molly or Tommy on any form of social media. I don't care about their lives. Yeah. I don't begrudge anyone who does care. Yeah. It's just not my cup of tea. Yeah. I'm not into bloggers in general. But I am so invested in this breakup, and it's all the theories that are coming out. Most people are supporting Molly. I haven't yet to see anyone supporting Tommy in this. He seems to be the villain already without any information. But I'm so invested in it, in all the conspiracy theories that people are coming out with. I think that's what draws me in. And it kind of goes back to that thing of we watch them together on Love Island. Their brand is their relationship. That's why they're famous.
Yeah, and look, and we're not going to speculate in the show as to what happened. It's a private matter. It's their own business, and we don't know, you know, what happened, and nor really do we care. But I suppose it's the buy-in that they have from the public, and the fact that, you know, people like you and I, who I don't follow either of them directly in social media, but I've been watching this on my social media, the commentary about it.
Yeah, and I think it is. It's for people who follow them. They do. They share everything. Like, you know what she's having for breakfast. You know where she's going on a walk. You know all these details. So then when something big like this happens to them and their brand, and you're not given the details, you feel kind of robbed, because I already know everything else about your life. Why can't you tell me this? And even one of the people Sarah was speaking to on the street saying, why aren't I on your private friend's story? And sometimes their Instagram stories feel like a private friend's story. They're telling you everything about their lives. So it's just weird to not know the details of a situation like this, I think.
It's probably no surprise, is it, Kendra, that the statements that they both separately released were done through their social media then?
Oh, yeah, 100%. But it did, like, it's funny, their statements did seem very rushed, and obviously it was very telling the way Molly May post. You know, usually when we see celebrities break up, they usually release some sort of joint statement that probably wasn't written by them. But you can tell that Molly May decided to do that herself. And then obviously Tommy followed suit by throwing up something himself as well. But it's no surprise that they did announce it on social media. I reckon maybe they heard that something else was about to come out, and there was kind of a rush to put something out herself straight away. But yeah, no, there was no surprise there.
Yeah, who knows? Dr. Irene McCormack is with us too. Irene's a senior lecturer in SCTU. Irene, I know we've chatted to you before about kind of, you know, social media influencer culture, and I know you're a course director on a new influencer degree that's coming in September. But Molly Mae Higg is obviously very well known in this world. What do you make of all the attention that's been given to their breakup?
Of course, it's a very sad personal story for them. So, and I think the difference now is we used to go around to our neighbours and sit and drop in and have a cup of tea, and people don't really do that anymore for their information. And we find ourselves in this virtual space online talking about people we don't really know. And these kind of relationships we think we have with them, they're kind of known as parasocial relationships. So one person's do a lot of the running. We, the followers, we're engaged with this. We're, you know, posting, we're doing everything. Molly May is not writing back to us, but we feel we know her. We know her through her, you know, she's very, very successful brand ambassador for Pretty Little Thing. She has a very successful tanning product tinted by Molly May. And, you know, she's a rich woman in her own right. And I suppose as females, we are identifying with her. So it's gossip on one level, you can say. Some people are very invested. They feel this parasocial relationship with Molly May, almost like we know her and we care about her. Or there are other people who are not so invested, but they're sort of people who just pass by the story. And in those cases, you know, where we're reading things like maybe on places like the Daily Mail, there's a lot of celebrity gossip. There, that's a kind of a narcotizing function it has for us. It relaxes us. You know, during our day, we're busy, we're very stressed out. It's time out, just trawling through what celebrities are doing, and it kind of makes us feel calm and settled, and it's an enjoyable piece of entertainment. So poor Molly May, you know, it's coming at two angles here for us. It's not happening to us, but we're very involved. We're getting a lot out of this story. We're getting a community of other people who are interested, or we're getting this narcotizing function where we're just kind of relaxing and enjoying the gossip.
Yeah,
but she's living it, unfortunately.
I know, yeah. And I suppose, like, look, maybe there's a part of it too. You know, you're on a reality TV program and your relationship, you know, you get together with somebody on a reality TV show and you give so much of your life to the public via social media. It's like, it goes back to what Emily said too. A lot of people just really feel like they know them. Like, they see every element, every intimate detail of their day-to-day lives.
And an extreme version of that may be somebody like J-Lo. So, you know, J-Lo spending $20 million making a gushing film about her love of Ben Affleck, and everybody preferred the documentary more. And then when the wheels come off the bus, sadly, when she's asked about it in a press conference, like, she snaps, you know, don't ask me that. And then people feel like, well, it's all on show, J-Lo. So they feel they have a right to know because it's all been out there before. And I totally understand that. But the lines are very blurred, of course, with social media because we have so much access to people. Mm. You know, I don't know if you've ever felt that yourself, Andrea, if somebody famous liked a post or something, you do get a rush. You feel like, oh, I know this person. Almost for the, you know, the half day that you remember to run tell all your friends, yeah. You know,
take a screenshot of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I know that in a very tiny way myself. I'm a Sam Neill fan, and I was following him on Twitter, and I think he's writing something. Anyway, whatever I sent him was really stupid about his wine collection. So Sam Neill, he was famous for Peaky Blinders and Jurassic Park. And he liked a comment I sent. And like for the whole rest of the day, I was like, Sam Neill liked my comment. So, you know, I'm a grown up person and I feel like that. And I'm only, you know, trawling about lots of other younger people are living their whole space here, Andrea.
Isol Twight, psychotherapist and author, is with us on the show here as well. Have you any insight, Isol, into why we're so invested in celebrities that we've never even met them?
Well, it is exactly. It's that parasocial relationship. It's that idea that we get to know them. They feel like a friend of ours. It sort of meets some of our attachment needs. It sort of reduces a sense of loneliness. And for the most part, it's entirely healthy. But it has been interesting that because over the years, sort of the early 2000s to the early 2020s, there's been a trajectory where this celebrity worship has been increasing. And that's been measured through this celebrity attitude scale. And I think that's a lot to do with the sort of social media influencer style and the level of access that influencers and certain celebrities give us on social media. And then when you take it to the nth degree, when these people came to us on our screens through Love Island, and you watch the ups and downs of them getting together, and there's sort of like this happy fairy tale, happy ever after, because, you know, you're always wondering, is it real from those reality shows? And then they're going off and getting married. And it's like a vicarious, oh, look, happy ever after. If I could just be on Love Island, maybe I could have that too. And so then when it falls apart, there's both the people who are genuinely sad for them, and then the people who are, you know, sort of, there's an amount of schadenfreude going on as well, or, you know, just liking to watch the car crash of the situation, which we apparently humans quite like to do. So it's a mixture of all of those things. And I do think that the relationship through social media and through the intimacy of having people share their daily life with you increases that sort of attachment through that parasocial relationship.
Can't be healthy though, can it, Isol?
No, for the most part, it's perfectly fine. It's just when people border over into, you know, that becoming a little bit more obsessed and can end up in that kind of slightly stalkery stuff as well. So it can border, like for somebody who, I think what you would want to consider is for somebody who has underlying difficulties in pathology, they're the ones who are going to fall afoul of this. But the average person who's just scrolling through Insta and YouTube is probably going to be fine.
John has got in touch. He says, there's six lads sitting in a canteen here in Longford. We're wondering, who are these two people that you're talking about? Not one of us has ever heard of them. Is this the story that's dominating on goss.ie, Kendra?
Absolutely, I think, because I think obviously a lot of people would have watched Molly Mae and Tommy on The Likes of Love Island, but also Tommy is Tyson Fury's brother, so a lot of lads would know who he is. Now, I know these lads in Longford don't know who he is, but he would kind of have that sporting attention
as well.
Yeah, he's
big in the boxing world. Sure, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. And like touching on what was said there, you know, like a lot of people, you know, we love seeing people getting engaged and having a baby and all these lovely happy things happening. But people also love to see when things go wrong, because, again, it humanizes the person. And I think at the end of the day, we're all kind of inherently nosy. And you could kind of compare it, I think, to Irish people being obsessed with RIP.ie. You know, like, it sounds a bit morbid.
Yeah.
But we just love knowing what's going on in other people's lives.
Yeah, and I suppose there's an element, too, of when you're kind of, you know, inviting people into your life and your daily life, you can, it's probably right then, maybe it's not whether it's right or not, it's probably, you know, understandable that those same people will wonder what happened or why things changed or why it fell apart. That's Kendra Baker, editor of goss.ie, Emily Keegan, Dr. Irene McCormack and Isolde White there, psychotherapist. Fascinating listen and conversation.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.